from KQED.
Greenhouse gas tracking is a patchwork affair these days, but that's about to change, as Ed Joyce reports from KPBS in San Diego.
Currently, scientists rely on a few dozen sampling stations to continuously monitor greenhouse gases around the globe. But now, the Scripps Institution of Oceanography is teaming with a private sector initiative to build the world's most comprehensive network yet for tracking carbon around the globe. Earth Networks, best known for its weather observation network and web applications, is investing $25 million in new technology to establish the system in partnership with Scripps, which is part of UC San Diego. Scripps scientists will advise and help design the system, while Earth Networks funds a new research center for climate science at Scripps. The company is using greenhouse gas emission analyzers from Sunnyvale-based Picaro Instruments. The devices sample the air, converting the data into a picture.
One of the challenges with getting people to be aware of emitting greenhouse gases is that you can't see them, you can't smell them. They're out there, but how do you believe that they're there or do anything?
Scripps climate scientist Ralph Keeling says it's a significant step.
This is going to make them more visible to people by providing visualization, not in your front yard, but on the web of your whole region.
Keeling says much of the data collected by scientists is limited to longer-term studies, but he says the new network, with 100 devices around the globe, will more accurately quantify and map greenhouse gas emissions and track trends on a shorter time frame. For the California Report, I'm Ed Joyce in San Diego.
If you're burning to see what a carbon sniffer looks like, head online to californiareport.org/climatewatch.